Hi, this is Liz Coleman, and I'm here with artist Sumo Kehi, whose powerful charcoal, pastel, and oil bar drawings are currently on view in Open to the Night, Sue's solo show here at the Main Library. Sumo Kehi has been a practicing artist and educator for over 35 years. Her work was exhibited this summer at the Frist Center for the Visual Arts in Shades of Gray. Sue has had recent solo exhibitions as close to home as Belmont University and as far away as the Netherlands. She also has a permanent installation at the University of Illinois in Chicago and has participated in many group exhibitions locally and nationally. Originally from Buffalo, Sue received her MFA from Wayne State University in Detroit in 1975. She now lives in Nashville and is a professor of art at Volunteer State Community College. It's an honor to have her work here at the Nashville Public Library, and I look forward to talking with her about it. Welcome, Sue.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. So one question, your work is abstract. How long have you worked in that style?
Well, I've become interested and involved in abstraction since I was in my 20s, and I won't say how long ago that was. But I think that some people naturally gravitate in that direction. Some artists are storytellers, and they use a lot of recognizable images to carry that story to the audience. And I'm not, I don't think. So once given the freedom, even in college, when my teacher said, go do what you want, I immediately gravitated toward abstraction. And I began with, in painting classes, doing things that related to the landscape. And they looked very much more like landscapes than what we see now. But that's where I went. And as soon as I got to do that, I knew that was my way.
That's great. So do you have a problem when people see figures? I've been in the gallery when people see things or seeing stuff in the work. Does that bother you?
No. Well, it depends on, I guess, depends on what they see. Very seldom. In fact, my sense is that the audience needs to bring who they are to a piece of artwork. And I think that's one of the things I like about abstraction, is that it's not an answer, it's a question. It says, what do you see in this? You know, here's what I've put out there, and you need to find what you need to find. The only time it bothers me is if they see something that's just like really like, I see Queen Elizabeth. And I'm going, wow, I don't know. But many times people see things that I never saw were in the pieces. In fact, I've gotten a lot of responses in the last year and a half that people they're seeing figures and people in them, faces, which I did not intend to be there. But now I think that there are faces and people wanting to be in my work because they're there. After I'm told they're there, I see them,
start
too.
To see them. Because yeah. I think I've read that if you start to see things that really stand out to you, you'll work actively against that in the piece or erase things that you...
Yes, because I don't want them to be intentional, self-conscious things. I want them to sort of speak for themselves and go in sort of ambiguous ways. And so if I start to say, oh, this is a tree, then I immediately get rid of it.
Right.
It's the audience can do that, not me.
Right.
How about
right.
that?
And then you don't have a problem then seeing it afterwards.
Mm-hmm. I find it absolutely intriguing, the things that people see in there. And the number of times that people sort of get it. I mean, there's some sensibility about the piece.
Mm-hmm.
People right off the street will read something into the mood of a piece or the kind of feelings they get out of it. They're just absolutely amazing to me.
I saw someone in the gallery looking at the piece and then looking at the title to see if what they thought about what the feeling they got from the piece related in any way, and it was dead on.
Really?
It was really amazing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, that must mean, because I title them after I do them. I collect titles aside from the work, and I like ambiguous titles such as The Scent of the Moon.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll put that on a piece when it's nearly finished or finished. So it's not that I intend for it to really have that as a goal. So it's interesting that maybe I saw the same thing that the audience is seeing in the work, almost as if it's not mine, and put that title on.
Then you become the audience,
yes,
too.
I'm my own audience.
Wow. Have you always worked in black and white?
Not always. Obviously, as a younger artist and a student, I worked in many different media, and I started out doing a lot of oil paintings, and they were in full color. But as I got further along, and I'd say for about 25 years now, my most serious work and the things that I really get the most out of for myself is black and white, because that's the structure of the work. color just is over the top to me. I like color in other people's work, but I don't seem to need it.
Right. Well, you've got a lot going on in your pieces, it feels like.
Well, one of the most nice compliments I ever had was after a show, well, probably 15 years ago now, and someone came up to me and said, you know, this is one of the most colorful shows I've ever seen. I said, I never realized that there wasn't any color in it until halfway through. I thought, wow, that's an interesting thing to hear.
Oh, that's pretty great. The response I've heard, people really are drawn to the oil bar pieces in the show. Can you tell me a little bit about working with that?
Okay. Yeah, most of the show is charcoal, and that's what I like working with the most. But oil bar is it's similar to it's a pigment stick that is embedded with various waxes and oils, depending on the type of bar. But it's like a very lush crayon, if you want to picture that. Oh, wow. And I can layer that in, after a day or two, it dries. So I can put down black, and then I can put white on top of it, and it won't mix together. If I put the white on top when it's still fresh, it'll become gray.
And
I keep mixing them back and forth. And instead of an eraser to make changes, I use a razor blade.
Oh, wow.
So I'm scraping off material. And it becomes and I layer it and scrape and layer and scrape and go back and forth between white and black and gray. So then it becomes sort of textural. Mm-hmm. And I do those on wood, usually, because you need to abuse the surface with that razor blade.
I think you've done that with some of your pastel or your charcoal on paper as well.
Well, I've used those, too, but not with razor blades, because that wouldn't work.
No.
But I use vacuum cleaner, rags. I took one outside and sprayed it down with a hose, actually, because I didn't like where it was going, and it was fine. I mean, the paper was, I used very good paper, and it was fine. I just let it dry out, and it had these new marks on there, and then I started drawing into it again.
Wow. And did it end up being a piece that you liked?
Yeah, it is a piece. I don't remember which one it is now, but it's part of one of the pieces. Yeah. Uh-huh. I think of it as finding drawings, not drawing drawings. So I start making marks and working with pigment on the page, and then I let it tell me what it wants to do. And I just keep changing it, putting it in and taking it out. Picasso, I think it was, said that making art is a series of creations and destructions, and something of that on that order. And I think that's true.
And I think I've heard you talk about it feels like you're putting your hand into the piece.
Yeah, I think I'm very tactile in the way I work. I really like spatial relationships, which is one of the reasons I like black and white. I mean, think about, oftentimes I think, when you look at a show of photography, it's those black and white ones that just like bam, you know, they have depth and atmosphere. So I think that I like that characteristic. And when I'm drawing, I feel like I'm putting my hand inside the page. So I'm pushing inside the drawing and pulling out in front of it, as if I'm touching the thing I'm drawing. Even when I work, like when I teach drawing and I teach beginning drawing. And we're doing the traditional charcoal bowl of fruit, live model, you know, that sort of thing. And I always say it's like I'm touching the object. It's like if something's round, I feel like I'm making something round. It's not a flat surface.
Pretty amazing, Sue. Anything else you wanted to mention about your show here?
I will say that this has been a wonderful experience. It's a lot of people are commenting what a great gallery that is.
Oh, well, your work was amazing.
It's warm and quiet. It has a nice sort of green tone on the walls and the dark wood. So some people are saying that really calms them down and they can really contemplate art in there. And I think that's a nice thing. And the library has been terrific to work with.
Well, it's been wonderful working with you.
Good.
And I hope everyone comes and sees the show.
Certainly.
It's up through January 4th, so there's no excuse. Come down and see Sue's amazing show, Open to the Night. Thank you so much for being here,
Sue.
Well,
thanks for having me.
And we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.